Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio.
Yeah.
Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast, I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here, the break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all. We here to speak the truth for you, you know I'm winning y'all. Go between the ropes, nothing else will come close.
Oh yeah. Tonight, I'm not dreaming, you're not dreaming either, because the bell is ringing for Between the Ropes Radio Thursday night on this Thursday night, January 31st, 2019. It's your boy, Ty Ashbury. My live guest, this beautiful lady, she's a bell, not B-E-L-L, but B-E-L-L-E. On fire in Ohio Valley Wrestling, and if any other wrestlers look up to her, it's the Smothers Legacy, the women's champion of Renegade Wrestling Alliance, Miss Jessie Bell is my live guest. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Miss Jessie, how you doing this evening?
I'm all right. I'm a little sick, actually, but I'm doing okay.
You know, and you took the time out to be on the show. Much appreciated, and I'm sorry that you're not feeling well.
It's all right. It's this crazy weather here in the Ohio Valley.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to ask you, of course, I'm in PA, and it's like single digits. What's the temperature there right now?
I think it said 20 degrees on my car dash on my way home.
Oh, it's brutal, and I think we all could use some time to go to the Bahamas. This time of the year, it is rough.
Oh my goodness! If somebody's going to the Bahamas and want a date, I'm single. I'll come.
Well, I got to say, Ms. Jessie, it's definitely an honor that you're on Between the Ropes Radio tonight. And most importantly, hopefully one thing that gets your spirits up, you feeling better, is some good old-fashioned interview time. So tonight, the spotlight is on you. All your fans are listening live. If you're ready for some interview time, you ready for that?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Of course, the first question I want to ask you, of course, I'm talking to the Renegade Women's Champion. Now, I got to ask you, before the show, how many women were trying to touch your title? I know everybody, you know, they want a piece of the champion. How many ladies are trying to, like, get their hands and pieces on the Women's Champion?
Oh, there is tons, according to Derek Wiskierda, the owner and promoter of Renegade Wrestling Alliance. He constantly letting me know how he has a line of women out the door who are ready for my title.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. I mean, well deserved that you won the title, and I'm sure you know you've been in the business long enough. You got that bullseye on your back, but I know you're Jessie Bell. We know you're definitely ready for that.
Oh yeah, no, I ain't worried about nobody. Line them up. I'll knock them down. Break their arm too.
Hey, that, hey, I wouldn't want to be in that line. I'm not trying to get my arm broken, so that's something up-and-coming challengers definitely better be aware of, Miss Jessie Bell. And, of course, tonight, I want to ask you tonight, what's something that Jessie Bell fans don't know about her that she may be doing outside of wrestling? That, like, where fans, they're surprised, other endeavors outside of wrestling?
I don't reckon they'd be surprised. I like to go hunting, fishing, four-wheeler riding. I like to chase waterfalls and go canoeing. Typical country redneck type stuff if I'm off.
Yeah.
I make the best lasagna you've ever had. That would be probably a surprise. I make the best lasagna you've ever had. And it's predominantly healthy.
Oh, man. I got to say, I mean, I always say the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach, and for me, it is definitely lasagna. So, What do you put in there to make it so fabulous?
I'm not going to tell you. Then somebody else will get to make it. But it usually isn't hamburger meat as the main protein, and it's not ricotta cheese as that cheese. So I'll say that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all know lasagna could be a just so I'm actually thinking about it right now. This is just definitely top quality, number one food on my list. But the most important thing, like you said, I mean, once you make it healthy, you can't beat that once it's healthy, too.
Yeah, no, it's delicious.
Now, Ms. Jessie, we have a two-part question I want to talk to you about. For Jessie Bell in 2018, did you debut any new material on the microphone to scare your victims even more? Something that you threw into your promos?
Oh man, I think I usually don't use any type of swear words or profanity, but like I think I've started saying read my lips, y'all can kiss my grits, because I don't give a shit. And I really don't.
That's really, really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no telling what's going to come out of my mouth. I just go. I tell everybody, I was like, just give me a microphone and it's over.
Just give her the microphone. It's over. That, what you just said and came up with, like when that happened for you, was that something that you had in your head ahead of time, or was it just like the heat of the moment? You just said, "Damn this, I'm gonna say," and you just did it.
Yeah, no, it was actually I was doing a promo telling Derek from RWA what I thought about him. It was really funny, like because I was taping this outside, and right as I was getting ready to say it, like there was some kind of ambulance or police sirens or something like that, and it actually like it went so good with what I was saying, I just like I kept that copy instead of taping another one. It sounded like those sirens were supposed to be in there.
Wow. And I'm sure when you said that, I'm sure the RWA fans, they were just probably just the place probably just went off of the roof. I'm pretty sure, because that's a damn good promo.
I'm definitely known for my mic abilities. I can't write or rehearse anything. Like if I do, it just sounds fake. I just have to talk.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people in wrestling do realize, fans or even talent, some of the best moments that happen in wrestling, they're not expected to happen. I mean, you came out and cut this promo and you kicked ass. And I mean, I would hope they would have a shirt for you saying that, what you said. I mean, that happens in wrestling a lot. Things that unexpectedly don't happen, they just become golden.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, of course, outside of that, last year, did you compete against anyone in RWA that you looked at and you stood back, you said, damn, they took me to the limit. They actually took the champion to the limit. Was there somebody that really caught you off guard and you're like, they got a huge future in Renegade Wrestling?
Holodead was definitely one hell of a competitor. I would probably give her the most props, but I've also took on Amber O'Neill. So, I don't know. Both of those are quite – sorry, I'm trying not to, like, cough too much in the phone. Both of them are very viable competitors, which I'm not too worried about, but they might be somebody that Derek tries to force upon me again.
Yeah, and another thing, too, like you talked about those two ladies – I'm sure as a champion, you any champion, you crave new talent. You want somebody to really stick out. I mean, because yeah, I mean you want to challenge anybody. You know, just don't matter, you know, how tall they are, their background. That's like number one for a champion. Somebody like different. Like damn, they stood out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I want to beat the best women possible. So bring in whoever they want. It only makes me look better in the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, Jesse Bell style, baby. Jesse Bell, and like I said, who actually also makes the greatest world's lasagna. And I keep thinking about that. We got a show to do, but it's just lasagna is on my mind. So
I can't wait until my cheat meal. I can have it because you can make it healthy as you want to, but still, like, that's a lot of carbs in lasagna and cheese.
Now, of course, Ms. Jessie, I want to wish you, this may be late, but I want to wish you a late anniversary because in January of 2010, on the 8th, you debuted in wrestling against Sassy Steffi. And I want to ask you, how often does that match come into your mind? Because that's the first time you ever stepped into the ring. Does that ever, like, come back here and there?
I don't know where that information came from, but it's absolutely not true.
Oh,
like,
that's my bad.
First match. That's okay. I've heard that before. Other people have said that. And I'm like, I didn't even meet Sassy Steffi until I think around 2010 or 2011. My first match was in 2009. And it was an intergender tag match in Memphis, Indiana at a flea market where I was going against, I don't remember the guys in the match, but the other woman in the match was the late Diane Von Hoffman, Moondog Fifi.
Awesome. Well, you know, like, at any time, like, when you had your first ever wrestling match, I mean, which goes actually for me to follow up and ask you, when you had your first ever wrestling match, like, what was the worst, like, the first word that came to your mind? Like, was it like a feeling of, damn, I'm finally here? Like, do you remember, like, that's the first word that came to your mind when you finally made it?
I was super excited. I was excited and terrified because it was a tag match, you know. I'd prepared for a singles match and it ended up making a tag match. And then when we went out there, you know, me and my partner, we jumped up on the second turnbuckle and the ropes collapsed and fell and literally, like, broke and detached from the turnbuckles. So they sent us all to the back for, like, 45 minutes while they duct-taped the turnbuckles. But they duct taped the ropes to the turnbuckles, and they was like, "All right, you guys go out there. The show continues. Don't touch the ropes."
And that's we all know about the famous. We all know about the, of course, rope break ring malfunction. And like Miss Jessie said, I mean, the show has to go on. You got to do what you got to do. I mean, thankfully, you guys didn't get sick and injured because anything goes when it's live. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, you really don't.
And of course, too, speaking of live, I mean, live on the show, live on Between the Ropes Radio, I am talking to my live guest tonight from Renegade Wrestling Alliance and, of course, Ohio Valley Wrestling, too, as well, the champion of Renegade Wrestling Alliance, my live guest. Tonight's tagline is Ring the Bell with Jessie Bell is my live guest tonight. If you want to talk to her about wrestling, some lasagna, call in live and talk to us at 646-716-5926. It's Between the Ropes Radio. And, of course, Miss Jessie, I definitely have to ask you the biggest question of all, as we always do it here on Between the Ropes Radio. It is time for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center. This is the question where you really got to think, and which I know you can do. If you're ready for the biggest question of all, you ready to hear it?
I reckon. Let's
okay,
do
of
it.
Course, the legacy of, you know, Smothers gets their very own pay-per-view that shines on you guys. Now, it needs a name with Smothers in it, of course. What would you call it?
If there was a pay-per-view with what?
With Smothers in it, legacy of your name, your family. You guys had your very own pay-per-view, and that word, you know, of course, your last name, that had to be involved in the pay-per-view. What would you call the pay-per-view?
I'd probably call it Smothered and Covered.
I like that. Hey, it's simple and it's brief.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're going to find yourself covered. There you go.
I really seriously like that because, I mean, there are some times when this question gets asked a lot on the show and, may hear crickets or, but that, boom, you're right to it. Hey, I can't go no wrong with that.
Thanks.
Now, of course, Miss Jessie, we here we are already, which is crazy, in 2019. I'm sure it's a big, big year for you being the women's champion of RWA, which brings me to ask you, who do you want to see in the ring in 2019? Two ladies that actually you've never faced before. Two ladies that you would like to possibly defend your title up against.
I think it would be cool to fight Victoria, former WWE and TNA women's champion. And I think I've only been in a match, in a triple threat match with Tessa Blanchard and Heather Patera. I think it would be awesome to have a singles match to see if I still come out victorious. I'm pretty sure I will. I think I'm a little bit meaner than her.
Actually, too, I mean, you mixed up with all those ladies as you just talked about. That is definitely legendary. Your boy Ty Asbury would definitely pay to see that, of course. And outside of who would you face in 2019, I mean, of course, we all can't predict the future, but what in your eyes, what do you think you see from Jessie Bell in 2019?
God only knows. I've got a whole lot of stuff going on right now that I can't really talk about. So it's just things that you'll have to stay tuned to. But I'll definitely be wrestling, and I'll definitely be on some major stages. That's what I'll say.
Well, definitely firsthand for that. Congratulations on that. I mean, hard work pays off in what you have put the work in up to this point in your career. Fans are proud of you. I am as well. And we all can't wait to see what those things are going to be for Miss Jessie Bell coming up in the new year. And definitely, we know your father, the legend, Tracy Smothers, of course. If he's listening live, what would you like to add to the Smothers legacy in 2019 for him as well as your whole entire legendary family?
You know, all I want to do is make him proud and bring honor to his name, and that's all I could ask for. As long as people, you know, remember him and can see him through me and, you know, can respect and admire him, that's all that's important.
That's really cool. I mean, that's what I think any daughter want to do for their father. I mean, you guys are, you know, when you think of the last name, your guys' last name in wrestling is just definitely legendary, and much respects from me to you and your father for what you guys have done in wrestling without a doubt. And of course, up next, of course, this interview has been unbelievable, and we all want to know, the champ, the Southern sensation, Jessie Bell, where are you next in the ring kicking ass like you can do?
It'll probably be at RWA. I'm preparing for a move on Wednesday out to Los Angeles, California. So I stopped taking bookings around Halloween of last year so that I wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't interfere with me moving. So I definitely know that I will still be at RWA in March, but I'm going to put some feelers out in California. So if I've got any West Coast fans, y'all might want to keep an eye out because you never know where I'll pop up, invited or not.
West Coast, I hope you listen to what he just said, the Southern sensation coming out to the West Coast. You know, she's going to tear it up out there. Definitely, if you're in the area, definitely check out this lady. I'm talking about the champ, Miss Jessie Bell. And, Jessie, I definitely want to ask you, of course, maybe from – I'm still thinking about it. Maybe from 1 to 10, maybe down the road, what is the chances of your boy Ty Asbury possibly getting a plate of lasagna?
I don't know. that would take a lot of prep, and then I'd have to travel with it. If I make lasagna before an RWA show and you end up showing up, I will definitely hook you up.
Hey, I'm going to be following RWA very consistently now that you said that. So be on the lookout. If you see the short, bald-headed guy walking through the door, you know it's me, want some lasagna. So.
All right. Yeah, you can check those dates. They're really good. They have their whole year worth of shows on their website for RenegadeWrestlingAlliance.com. So you pick a day and let me know if you're going to be there, and I'll let you know if I'll have some lasagna or not.
Oh man, I'm looking forward to that. But I have to say, Miss Jessie, the biggest thing I was looking forward to today was having you on the show tonight. You rocked this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. And again, I'm sorry you're not feeling well, but it was really sweet that you came onto the show, and I think you're really awesome for that. And thank you very much.
Absolutely, definitely. Thank you for having me. And make sure you tell all your guests they need to tune in to WOW, Women of Wrestling. It's an amazing all-women, first-ever featured women's wrestling show. It's on primetime, Access Television, AXS. There's a link on my page that can tell you where to find AXS on your cable provider. It comes on Friday nights at 9, 8 Central, 6 p.m. Pacific time. I reckon you ought to check that show out. There's some insanely talented ladies, and I'm sure you'll see some familiar faces.
Check out WOW, Women's of Wrestling. Of course, check it out. Like the next biggest thing coming up for the ladies, Evolution of Wrestling, with one of their top leading ladies, my live guest tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio, Miss Jessie Bell, of course, the champion of the women's division of Renegade Wrestling Alliance. Miss Jessie, thank you very much for joining your boy Ty Atberry here on Between the Ropes Radio.
All right, thank you.
Have a great night, and be safe, and God bless, and everything, and what you do from here on out.
All righty, you too. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, bye.
I hope you just listened to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury. My live guest tonight was Ring the Bell with Jessie Bell, my live guest from Ohio Valley Wrestling, and of course RWA, Renegade Wrestling Alliance, their women's champion, Miss Jessie Bell. I'm Ty Asbury. Thank you as always for listening to Between the Ropes Radio. Have a great night. Most importantly, hey, stay warm out there. I'm your boy Ty Asbury. I'm out. Peace. No? Give me some lasagna.
The number one radio show, this what we know. To be the best in action in the shows. Between the Ropes Radio Show. Between the Ropes, nothing else come close. The number one radio show, this what we know. Just to be in action in the shows. Between the Ropes Radio Show. Yeah. Let's take this Between the Ropes. The best podcast up here letting you know. Tyron.